Posse.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show, broadcasting through the National Campus and Radio Association networks across British Columbia and in Canada. Well, I know the provincial election is now coming on to the stage. I don't know if anybody has watched the provincial leaders debate government and stuff and all that kind of stuff. And it was very interesting just to hear both three candidates talking about the main issues like economy, leaderships, that kind of stuff. So especially if you want to vote, it's on May 8th. I think it's May 8th. I'm pretty sure it's on a, it says on a Monday, but it's like May 8th or something. But yes, please vote on May 8th. Whoever you want to get a chance to get your 10 cents worth, either BC Liberals or the BC NDP or the BC Green Party, either of those three are the main characters that are on the list. I don't know if there's other parties that are on the list as well, but there probably is. I don't know if the Marijuana Party is still there or not. There are so many other parties, but again, do check them out. I wouldn't say check them out, but do vote for whoever you like to see them represent as your next leader of provincial government. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's that. And like I said, you're listening to the Community Living Show on the NCR Radio Networks. We're supposed to have a special guest on today, so I don't know what's happening with that. But in the meantime, I'm going to play you some music right now. This one is, I played you a few songs at the end of our show. Most of them are modern music, and you've heard most of modern music that we normally hear. Only this time, most of the modern music is kind of like a jukebox. So if it's ragtime, you play it. Think about it as like ragtime, only it's kind of like New Orleans kind of style, or if it's in the jazz version, or it's in the retro 50s, you know, that kind of thing. Here's an example of one of the songs on Jukebox on Justin Timberlake in the song called Can't Stop the Feeling, only this time it's played by Irby Logan, so check it out. And we'll come right back with more discussions here on the Community Living Show.
I got this feeling inside my bone. It goes electric wavy when I turn it on. All through my city,
all through my home.
We're flying up, no ceiling when we're in our zone. Well, I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, well, I can't take my eyes above it, so phenomenally. The room, I like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide. Just imagine, woo! Nothing I can see but you when you dance, 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 oh! Feel good to creeping up on me, so just dance, dance, dance. All those things I shouldn't do, but just dance, da-da-da-da. Ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. pushing on. Don't need no reason.
Don't need control.
I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone.
Well, I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it goes. Ooh, well, I can't take my eyes above it. Moving so phenomenally. Vermont lock, the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide, when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine, just imagine, just imagine. Woo! Nothing I can see but you. So just dance, 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 dance. Feel good. Up on you, so just dance, dance, dance. All those things I shouldn't do, but just dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. Can't stop the feeling. Can't stop the feeling. Can't stop the feeling. Can't stop the
to look. look right at you, baby. But here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys are trying to chase me. But here's my number, so call me maybe.
All right, so that was Fancy, the 1920s version of, by Stiggy Azura. Of course, it's by Ashley Strud. Excuse me, I wasn't prepared for that, but you know what that means. You know what it means to, you know, trying to prepare for the, you know, see who's coming, see who's not coming on the show. But that was Fancy, the vintage 1920s postmodern jukebox by, of course, Ashley Strud. And before that, you heard Robin Adele Anderson playing the song Call Me Maybe. And that's the jazz version of postmodern jukebox. And then we started off with Irby Logan with Can't Stop the Feeling with the postmodern jukebox, of course, the original is from Justin Timberlake. You're tuning to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and our two stations in Vancouver, Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, and streaming on, and of course, CFRO 100.5 FM, the CITR 101.9 and CFRO 100.5. So I'm trying to get both onto the portion of the show, so bear with me. We do have Michael on the studios. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going, Kelly?
It's going good. Now, I was talking earlier today about the leaders' debate, and I was talking about mentioning about to go out and vote. So, yeah. Maybe we should talk a little bit more about the debate. What I don't know if you watched it or not.
I didn't actually get to watch last night's debate. I was at the homeless debate that was in Surrey, BC, the South Surrey with the South Surrey candidates.
Okay.
And Stephanie Cadu, of course, you know she's in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And she made some comments about disabilities and accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
And she did mention some things about it that kind of makes sense, that a lot of the, especially with housing,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the buildings, of course, that are accessible for housing or government housing or government subsidized housing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the more commercial developers aren't necessarily putting it in.
Mm.
And she had a good, really good point with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe to try to retrofit,
mm-hmm.
something costs way more money than it does to actually start it the first time. And right. that makes perfect sense, right?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Do it the first time. Make it accessible the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be a multi-story building, put in the elevator. And mm-hmm. we're looking at costs for that with the Fibromyalgia Wellspring when they're building their lodge.
Right.
The building does not have an elevator. So now we had to try to retrofit an elevator in.
Right.
Or a chairlift. And the chairlift isn't always, if a person's in a wheelchair, the chairlift isn't always a good idea. You need an actual elevator.
Right.
So, and it was some of the things that, again, Stephanie Cadu was actually talking about, too.
Mm-hmm.
You build it in the first time around, then you don't have to worry about it, the retrofit.
Mm.
So.
Now, how is now you mentioned fibromyalgia. How's the project of, I know they were moving from Langley to where? Where are they going?
Oh, they moved their thrift store from Langley City to Aldergrove.
Okay.
But they're in Langley Township. What they're trying to do is build a housing lodge because there's one thing that the NDP candidate, Jonathan Silvera, brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to hear what Stephanie Cadu's comments were on the amount of money that people get for disabilities, especially mm-hmm. considering medications and housing, all that kind of stuff, and the cost of housing.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie Cadu didn't touch it. She didn't bring it up at all. But Jonathan Silvera said that it's horrendous that the average person on disability is actually getting $700 a month.
Right.
And they have to decide between medication and food, or medication, food, and housing. How do you decide that, right?
Mm.
And it'd be interesting to see what kind of programs come up after the election to help fix that situation.
Right.
So, because nobody's really said what the program's going to look like.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave it there for now. We're going to take station IDs and come right back. And hopefully we have everybody. I don't know if Ben's still trying to make up for the bus time and stuff. And he was supposed to have a musical guest or something. But anyways, you're tuning into the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks, the NCRA Radio Networks, and both our flagships, Vancouver stations, Co-op Radio, CFRO, and CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back in a moment. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more. This is the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm, of course, Kelly, along with Michael, and we were just talking about some of the election coverage. Yeah, I did see the coverage on the provincials, the provincial three candidates. Again, is it May 8th that we're supposed to vote?
May 9th.
Yeah. I thought it was 8th, but it's 9th. All right.
There's dates for the early election. I think.
Yeah.
This
coming weekend for that matter. Mm-hmm. I thought the topics were okay, but most of the leaders were just like, debating as usual and that sort of stuff. And I thought Dr. Andrew, I can't remember his last name, but he's the Green Party. He was all over the map. He was pretty much saying stuff that was positive and negative to the BC Liberals, positive and negative to the BC NDP. That's mostly the full story about it.
Right. Well,
and John Horgan, he was basically calm and basically listening to both other leaders talking about some of their issues, and then Christy Clark was pretty much mostly in favor of all the people with the riches stuff, the high class. It almost felt like she was talking it over to the high class, not just the middle and the low class, for that matter. That's how I kind of felt with the BC election coverage. I don't know. I know you haven't watched it, but you probably, you can probably check it out on YouTube.
I can find it later on YouTube.
Yeah, if you wanted to check it out. But you were saying about the wheelchair candidates and stuff. And in our writing, we just had a candidate debate as well on Vancouver Quilchina, but I didn't got a chance to go because I wanted to see what was happening with the leaders debate.
Right.
So
I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. The Surrey School Board had a debate about, because the building of schools is a really big issue in Surrey because of all the portables.
Right.
And the portables are actually taking up so much of the budget that they can't afford teachers. And it's been a really, really big
dispute.
And it got to be a pretty heated debate over that. Because on the liberal side, you had of course Peter Fassbender, who was actually at one time Minister of Education, and part of course, the court case that the Supreme Court just ruled on.
Mm.
He was part of that because he was the lead negotiator for the government at the time.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Peter
Fassbender.
Bender, wasn't he part of the minister responsible for TransLink?
Yeah, he was part of that at one time too, I believe.
And I have a feeling that most of that liberal candidates or liberal members or whatever they don't. I mean, I'm assuming they don't get a chance to go to these meetings and talk about with the mayors and councils about what they want for their regional public transit.
You know, that's one topic. Even the, I think it was mentioned in either the Vancouver Sun or the province, that no one's speaking to transit. This was one of the things about the homeless debate was transit is how transit is used and in everything or how it's rooted mm-hmm. is up to the municipality. But the one thing I did hear, and this actually came from Jonathan Silvera, running for Surrey South as the NDP candidate. He said that we have to find a way to all work together.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard that from any of the leaders at all.
Right.
I haven't heard it from Christy Clark or John Horgan. How that's going to shape out?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a municipal issue.
Right.
But. It's all one. The province itself is essentially all one community. Mm. We all should be able to find a way to work together to make sure that everybody gets what they need.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it's not just the TransLink issue in Vancouver. You also have other regional districts throughout the province. You've got Nanaimo, Victoria, mm-hmm. Prince George, Kamloops, Kelowna. Any of those regions that deal with public transit in British Columbia.
Well, see, mm-hmm. and see that's the other thing is actually the ferries is because you talk about Nanaimo.
Well, yeah,
and the islands they depend on the ferries,
right?
And
the cost is going to skyrocket.
Yeah. And how's so again? The province has to work with the municipality to try to help make everything balance out, right?
Right.
That's part of the. I don't remember which one of the candidates said this. But the comment was made that government should step into places where there's a gap. And where there's a disadvantage. They should be the leveler.
Right. I've got a phone call. CITR, how's it going?
Hi. I was told to call at 9:30. I've got an interview with Ben.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I will put you on hold. Ben's not here for the moment. You are live on the air right now.
Yes. So why don't we have you introduce yourself and go ahead and say who you are and what you're about. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, sorry for interrupting.
No worries.
No worries. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. My name's Sean Dale, and I'm a local singer-songwriter. I've got an album coming out in the next few months. Just finished doing the recording's all done. The mixing is almost complete.
Right.
And, yeah, I know Ben through open mic, so
yeah.
He wanted to interview me about, I guess, music and, like, the local scene and stuff like that.
Cool.
I'll try and put you on hold. If we lose you... Don't worry. Yep. Please try and call us back in the next, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. All right.
Yeah. We know Ben is on his way. He did check in with us. So we're not exactly sure how much longer he's going to actually be. So.
Yeah. So I'll put you on hold. If we lose each other, try and call us again when we get a chance to get us on air. Do you have a radio?
When you get
a chance to listen to us, when you hear Ben coming in, you can call a chance to give us a call. All right.
Either that, or if you're sitting near your computer, of course, you can go to CITR.ca.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Listen in for a little bit because Ben has all the samples of your music and stuff like that. That he's going to want to play and everything. So we don't have.
Oh, great.
Have that part yet? So, but thanks for calling in, and we'll put you on hold. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, please stand by. So, so that was Sean Dale. So hopefully we'll get a chance to do an interview with Ben in a few moments.
Sounds pretty exciting.
All right. So this is the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. We're just talking about the issues on. what I saw last night, what you went last night.
Yeah.
Any other projects you wanted to focus on? I noticed you were mentioning about, oh, we lost him now.
We lose him?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, all right. Give us a call back anyway. So,
Sean, we just keep listening and
we'll have Ben as soon as possible.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, we were talking about the issues on provincial. What other projects are you focusing? I know I saw you at the Commodore Ballroom over there with the John Horgan.
Right now, because I know that because of election time, we got to keep things pretty even.
Yeah.
But we actually interviewed. Because Jenny Sims and I were friends. Mm-hmm. I used to live in her riding when she was an MP and all.
Right.
And she introduced me to John Horgan and a bunch of the other candidates. So I've been pretty busy either photographing or filming them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, because of the election rules and stuff, we got to keep everything balanced. That's why I haven't been able to share a lot of that here on the radio show because,
right.
You know, maybe some of the debate stuff.
Mm.
Maybe we could share that, but that would be the long and extent of it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. 'Cause just so you guys know, out there listening, we got a memo in our email to chill with the political figures,
mm-hmm.
and because it has to balance all like that.
Mm-hmm.
Update on our friends with Access TV.
Access Television. Yes.
Yes.
We've got a upcoming interview that is happening in May on Inclusion BC, people
yeah.
from Inclusion BC.
So for those of you who are fans of Access TV, there might be an interruption. Yes. We will probably get this is from Deborah Angrave.
Yeah,
We'll probably get two more shows. We'll have the May, June, and July.
In July, yes.
Yeah. But after that, Shaw is closing their studio.
Yeah, that's what
and
I heard.
In August. So, so it's questionable. If we'll have the access for anything after July until Deborah's working really hard right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
To find a new studio.
Yes,
and to get everything to get a new studio going so we can continue forward.
Mm-hmm.
Access TV is not going to be a dead project. It is going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that there's going to be an interruption.
Yes.
Until we got to get another studio lined up. There's scheduling issues when you got to find a new studio. There's scheduling issues and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Well, basically, what I heard from the news, just basically the headlines, saying that Shaw's office will probably be moving from Vancouver to one of the Alberta
yeah.
studios, for that matter. And it's a shame that we don't get a chance to. Well, maybe they'll do the local stuff. I don't know. They have some of the issues that are around there.
Yeah.
On some of the local issues.
I know they still have to give. They have to keep the community access channel open,
mm-hmm.
And they have to allow stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's access to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find a different studio to be able to do it. And good.
Well, we'll get a chance to have him on in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
But one other point on the election before we go to Ben for just a moment. I know it's on May 9th, and we talked about the TV debate and stuff like that. What do you see of the income of after the election? What do you see income after the election?
Well,
whoever wins, right? Whoever wins is the.
I did ask this question of John Horgan,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him what he's going to do after the election, and he said,
"Breathe." Yeah,
that was step one is breathe, and then after that, they as we know, they do everything by caucus,
right.
And everybody's going to take a breath. And they're going to sit down at caucus, and they're going to figure out the very first step they're going to do as a government if they win. I haven't been able to get any of the liberals to contact me back.
Okay.
So, I'm not exactly sure what their next step would be. Mm. Although I do know that Chrissy Clark is very busy right now, of course, with the election, but there's the softwood lumber thing.
Yes.
So I imagine that that will probably be one of her very first steps is to fix that softwood lumber thing and slap Mr. Trump in the face.
Anything like that. On that note, I will take a break, and we will be back with Ben Rempre interviewing with Shaw Dale. Shaw just phoned earlier, just a moment ago. So, Sean, if you're listening to us, please call us back and during the break, and hopefully we will contact you with Ben. All right, so you're tuned in to Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. Both are Vancouver stations, CFRO 100.5 FM and CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more. This is the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm Kelly Rayburn, along with Ben Rempre and Michael Ruben Cloggs. And Ben, you're the guest speaker. Tell us about, we have our special guest here.
Yes, actually, thank you. Are you Sean, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So this is Sean Dales. He's 24 years of age. Basically, he's based singer, songwriter. I'm currently putting finishing touches on my debut album. And also, he's like a folk kind of singer. He plays open mics around town here in Vancouver. So, are you ready for the questions there, Sean, buddy?
Yeah, bring it on. Thanks, Ben.
Alrighty. So here's the question. Here's the first question for you. What age did you start playing the guitar?
I started playing the guitar. Let's see, it was grade 8, so I would have been 13, I guess. And so 11 years now.
And how long does it take you to write a song?
That's a good question. So it super varies. For instance, I wrote, so last month, there were two songs that I wrote. Well, there were three, but there were two that were that I finished around the same time. Mm-hmm. One of them I'd been working on, I've been working on it really since December, and it took until then to finish. But the other one, I sat down to finish the first one that I was talking about. All I had left to write was the first verse.
Right.
And then sort of accidentally just wrote an entirely new song. It just sort of came together. So sometimes it can be like that one and just come together in like a 1 hour sitting. Sometimes it takes much longer, but when it does take longer,
right.
it's not like I add a bit every day. It's really just sort of like three or four breakthroughs have to occur, and sometimes those occur over a long time, sometimes all at once.
And here's another question I was going to ask you is, what band do you like from your classic rock?
My favorite band, for sure, is the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, because that's what you said on when you emailed me, because you really like the Beatles, eh?
Yeah, I love the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. They're great. Here's another question for you. When is your album coming out?
So, like you said, the recording is done. The mixing is essentially done. So, need to finish up like the last bit of that and get the album cover art, and then get CDs printed and vinyls made, or some time to do. So the vinyls are the main limiting factor. That'll take about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping for late June. It's looking now like it might be early July, but it'll be around that time for sure, like early summer, and then I'll have a release party for it, which should be I'm looking forward to.
Okay, so let's just say, for example, before we do other questions here, now, are you thinking having a CD release party as well for your new album that's coming out?
Yeah, that's the idea. So I'm thinking that I'll have that once I've got the CDs and the vinyls. I'll do a big show, and they'll come out that day. And the venue that I've been talking to my uncle, who has an art gallery in Vancouver, mm-hmm. and Fine Art, and we've been talking about having the show there, which I think could be a really neat venue.
Okay, and now how can people can get a hold of you if they want to hear your sample of your music?
People can contact me at sean.r.k.dales. That's Sean with S-E-A-N and Dales with D-A-L-E-S at gmail.com. You can also find me on SoundCloud, Sean Dales Music, or Facebook, or you can even give me a call, 778-322-SEAN.
Okay, so before we go, Sean, thank you so much for calling back, because I was running a little behind getting here because of all the construction and all that at here at UBC. Do you? What was that?
I said, oh yeah, there's always construction at UBC.
Oh, I always. Now, before we go, do you have a song request that you want to play from your song at all?
From my SoundCloud, or is it? I guess you wouldn't have like the newer stuff from the album. So are you wanting to play one from SoundCloud?
Yeah, is it Sean Dales Music?
Yeah. Let's see. If you're to play one from SoundCloud, how about If It's True? It's the second one down.
If It's True?
Yeah, because the ones on the album are, for the most part, entirely new recordings.
Mm-hmm.
So they're better quality than the ones on the SoundCloud. But If It's True is one of the few that's... If It's True and Rainy Day are the old recordings, but Rainy Day is touched up. So If It's True is the only one on SoundCloud that's a proper representation of what's on the album, I think.
All right. This is Kelly here. What's your SoundCloud address?
SoundCloud.com/Sean-Dales-Music.
Did you write that down?
Can you say this one more time?
Yeah, one more time.
One for time for us, please, Sean.
Sure, that's soundcloud.com/Sean/Dales/music.
So D-A-L-E-S music.
Ben's just writing that down.
So Sean/Dales music?
There's a dash, not slash. So it's
it's like a hyphen kind of?
Yeah. Sean-Dales-music.
Okay, my friend's actually writing it down, typing it down right now.
Yeah, I'm on the SoundCloud right now.
If you want to play If It's True,
we should
do the second one down.
Yeah, maybe I'll just need the information here.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like hyphen, not the slash there, Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, you mean forwards? Forward slash,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
When my friend finds the song, can you explain to us what... the song's about?
Yeah, sure. Right now while you're finding it or afterwards?
No.
We're finding it now, yeah.
Finding it right now, but if you can explain to us what it's about.
Sure. This song, it's a love song, but it's a sad one. It's about love and loss, and it's about like the question of is this love? I don't know. I haven't felt this way before, can I be sure of what the feeling actually is? Is it something that you should just know when it happens? Mm. Combined with with all those questions, but saying that if it was love, then it's a bit of a tragic tale because all these questions are coming up after it's already over.
So all there, right. Mr. Dales, we found the song because the producer is actually quite happy and he found it and he was like, yes.
Nice.
So thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. I really, really appreciate it there, Sean. And definitely I will see you on Saturday at Benny's.
Yeah, see you there.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on the show, Ben.
Oh, anytime, Sean. I'll definitely see you on Saturday, though.
Great.
Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And now before we start the song, do you have upcoming announcements?
Yes.
Before we do.
Yes. I only have one show because May 14th is actually Mother's Day. So I had to cancel one of my shows.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So on May the 7th, I don't know if you heard of Rio Samaya. Mm-hmm. They're having their CD release party on May the 7th at Fairview Pub at 898 West Broadway. There's going to be open mics there on Mondays and Wednesdays. Mondays is my friend Nimkish. She's going to be there. Starts at 7 o'clock. Get there early. You can get a good spot. And also on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock at Fairview Pub at 898 West Broadway, my good buddy Tim is going to be hosting it there as well. So get there early and get a really good spot.
All right. Now, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And now we're going to play you Sean Dale's music song, If It's True, here on the Community Living Show.
She brings out emotions in me that are otherwise suppressed. But a lot of those emotions are anger, and though it's never to her, they're addressed. She inspires within me passion, makes my blood run hot, makes me wanna give it all I got. And I think that I'm in love with her, but I can't really be sure. All I know is I've not felt quite like this before. But if I do, yeah, if it's true, then mine's a tragic tale. For I had her within reach, but then I failed. I made stupid choices for her, shot myself in the foot. But that never bothered me one bit. I'd give anything she took. She brings to my lips laughter and music to my songs. Even after something went wrong. And I think that I'm in love with her, but I can't really be sure. All I know is I've not felt quite like this before. But if I do, yeah, if it's true, then mine's a tragic tale. For I had her within reach, but then I failed. Since her, no one can compare. I want her eyes, her lips, her nose, her hair. 'Cause I think that I'm in love with her, but I can't really be sure. All I know is I've not felt quite like this before. But if I do, yeah, if it's true, then mine's a tragic tale. For I had her within reach, but then I failed. I think that I'm in love with her, but can I verify? Is it something you just know without how or why? But if I do, yeah, if it's true, I paid a precious cost. For the game was nearly won, but then I lost. If it's true, then mine is a tragic tale. For I had her within reach, but then I failed.
That was Sean Dale's song, If It's True. So we did the interview on the show, on the Community Living Show, here on the NCRE Radio Networks, both of our stations, Co-op Radio and CITR 101.9 FM. Any final thoughts before we go? We have about 6 minutes left. Or yeah. Not 6 minutes.
Four and a half minutes.
I want
to get a plug in for Allie Robinson. If you go to artsyallie.com, mm-hmm. She's having her book launch today. Yesterday I posted her book trailer up on my Facebook page. So get out there, check that out. It should be a really good book about what's going on with her. So yeah.
And Ben, you had your any final thoughts for you?
Final thoughts?
Yeah.
No, actually. But I'm going to be to be announced for my next show that's coming up. It's supposed to be on May the 14th, but it's Mother's Day, so mm-hmm. I'll keep you guys posted and let you know when the next show is going to be.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then I guess my final take is do vote as well. Like I said, it's going to be on May 9th. Thank you, Michael.
Yes, May 9th. For the date.
It's on a Tuesday this year.
Yeah, it's on a Tuesday this year. Please go and vote May 9th. If you want to do advanced polls, go right ahead. This coming weekend is the advanced polls.
Yep.
Starting tomorrow, Friday, which if you're podcasting this, it's on April 28th through April 30th. That's the advanced polls. That is in your area, and of course do vote as well. If you like what you hear, what you see on our show, please email us communitylivingradio@gmail.com. That's communitylivingradio@gmail.com. We're also on facebook.com/users/communityLivingRadio Show. I got that right this time.
Good job, Kelly.
Thank you, Ben. And then. Yeah, and then
we're at Twitter at Seed Living
Radio.
Radio.
Yeah. All in one word, Seed Living Radio on mm-hmm. Twitter as well. So thank you guys.
Thank you for having me here as well.
Yeah, and thank you to our special guests, Sean Dale, for putting some of the music and the interview. So thank you very much for that. Tune in next week. We will have some of our interviews. I don't know. Do you have any interviews in mind, Michael?
Robin Tuck.
Robin Tuck.
Yes.
Who is Robin Tuck?
She is I believe a life coach.
Okay.
And she's, again, about relationships and, you know, living mind, body, and soul sort of stuff.
Cool.
Sweet.
So,
All right, so we're going to leave you with Robin Adele Anderson song called Don't You Worry. It's all part of Postmodern Jukebox. Check them out on YouTube. Search word Postmodern Jukebox. Anyways, have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you all again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes.